Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's going to be a great day today. Hump day. Big brother tonight. I think it's our turn to make dinner, so we'll probably do sandwiches.
Didn't you just make dinner?
Yeah, we made dinner Monday. We had dinner at their house last night.
What was that?
Pork loin with rice pilaf and cornbread. She is
delicious.
She's quite a cook. Mm. When it was my turn on Monday, so we made egg salad sandwiches.
Yeah, that's kind of weak. That's so weak.
Well, listen, when it's my turn to cook, it's not going to be good. When it's John's turn to cook, it'll be better. But man, Debbie's a great cook. My sister-in-law, she's a great cook.
Well, as long as they know.
Yeah. Oh no, they know. They're fully. I'm like, what do you guys want? Fried eggs?
They're not expect. Yeah. Exactly.
Would you like scrambled eggs or fried eggs? Those are my two things I make.
So all eggs.
Also spaghetti. I can make that.
You've changed so much. It's really impressive.
How so?
Just that, you know, when I met you, you and John were like this little cocoon couple.
Well, we'd moved around
and you'd
so
had
much,
other friends. I'm not saying you were like antisocial, but you mostly just kept to each other.
Yeah.
And the few times that I met up with you, for example, in Philly, one of them was when we were plotting how to beat our drug test.
Yeah,
but
that
whatever.
Was a good time.
That's funny because when you guys came here, you were trying to figure that out as well.
No, that was, we, that when, was when we were coming here.
We were
here.
In
right.
Philly trying to beat the drug test to get hired here.
Right.
Which, by the way, just so we're clear on everything, we're just worried that maybe we'd been at a party where there was some weed. Yeah. Seriously, we would have been fine.
Right.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
That is what it was. There was no drugs in
it
our.
It just
past.
Was the opportunity of a lifetime, and we didn't want
to blow
be
it.
Blown
oh my God.
By something so dumb. But anyway, the way that you are, I mean, you really have blossomed. I mean, not only did you get so many friends through your kids at school and all that, but it's like you entertain like nightly.
Well,
everybody.
It's not that I want to entertain
all over the place.
All her parties, huh?
I feel like once they get jobs and are settled in and it's not so new, we're definitely in a honeymoon phase. Like we're having a great time. We laugh. You know, my brother is as likely to pick up a guitar and play a song that I want to sing as my husband is.
But that's what I'm saying. During the week, I actually feel nervous about the evening hours, and there's no doubt I start to get like, okay, the baby's crying too much.
Yeah.
I'm getting agitated. You know, I mean, it's hard to sleep.
We're actually very, I've been very straight with them. Like I said, if we're going to do some dinners together, they're happening at 4:30 or 5. Like that is, and they're like, that's so early. I'm like, well, then we can't, like, I'm not, it's fine. Go have your own dinner at your own time. But I don't want to eat 5 minutes before I go to bed. The one thing that I do see as a negative is that they're drinkers. I mean, you've seen the pictures of all the booze they have at their house. And he makes drinks every night. Like last night I had a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, you my
did?
God, really?
Well, like half a one, but still it's all liquor. Like, I'm like, oh my God. And it was so good. And the problem is, it's really good. Like, Monday, I had a beer. I just never drink during the week.
Long Island iced tea.
I know.
Yeah, that's
serious.
Hardcore.
Did you, like, handprint your way down the hallway on your way to your bedroom, or what?
I did. No, I just had the half a drink, which was enough, really. But it was super sweet. And I'm like, oh my, what am I doing?
I hate those things.
You know, it was actually surprising. It got better the more sips I took of it.
Well, yeah.
Every drink
numbs it out.
Yuck.
Yeah. I used to drink, though. I would drink, too, when that Fridays used to be. You know, in San Mateo, Vinny? Hillsdale, San Mateo.
Yeah.
Across from the shopping center, there was a Fridays there. So John and I would go there, and I'd have two. Be like, all right, I need to go home.
Oh. Get lit from it. My schedule's good, and I've been really hardcore with them. Like last night, John had to leave at 5:30 to take Sean to his night class, and so they served us dinner at 10 minutes to 5, and we sat down and we ate. We chatted for a bit. I helped them clear the table, and I was like, we all went, all right, bye. Mm-hmm. We're like, as long as you don't mind a chew and screw, we're totally down. And I have kicked them out of my house if you don't. Like, okay, guys, got to go. And they just get up and walk out.
Yeah.
It's actually been there's been no hurt. And then she always brings something to my house. So yesterday I walked over to her house. I'm like, listen, you're a person who brings things. If you need me to bring something, I will bring something. I'm not going to volunteer to bring anything.
Whoa, so, you had to set the...
Well, I wanted to...
Let me clear this up, Linda.
Yes, because I, you know, the whole point of the doing the dinners is, to me, is like, it makes it easy. I'm like, great, we'll eat at your house and we don't have to worry about dinner. And tomorrow you can eat at our house and you won't have to worry about dinner. But I walked up and I was just like, so you seem like a person who always brings something. She goes, yeah, I like to. I'm like, well, I don't like to. So if you... But I don't want you to be bummed about it. And so if you need me, I said, like, do you need a salad? She goes, well, you can bring a salad if you want. I said, I don't want to.
Oh.
So do you need a salad? She goes, no, no problem.
There you go.
No, I'm trying to be really
good.
Direct.
Well, look, I'm just trying to say that, you know, having known you this many years, seeing you like in such a blossom state is impressive.
Well, thank you, Vinny. I feel like I'm a fully grown person.
Good.
Dealing with things.
Life
is great.
It is great.
It is.
Yep.
You bet.
No, it
you
is. And I'm actually so far so good.
Yeah.
We're in the honeymoon phase and hopefully they get jobs in their own life.
They're going to do great. And you know what? My little brother who lived under my kitchen table for years, doing great in life.
Oh, yeah.
And frankly, I've done that for a few people and I, you know, and they
it's
don't
nice
have
to
live
a
under your
for
kitchen table,
to
which
right.
is,
oh, it's great.
But you'll feel really good as they get out into the world doing their, almost
their own
they're
friends.
Launching a second life.
They are. That's what I say. It's like an adventure. It's a new chapter.
And you're helping in that. So that's
well,
cool.
I'm doing what I can. You know, I make dinner a couple nights a week. That's my contribution to
that. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Me, I was like, get under the kitchen table.
Well, you were going through your own stuff too.
I did have my own problems for sure.
Do you want to do the contest?
Yeah. So I guess it's next Friday night, AT&T
right.
Park,
mm-hmm.
A week from this Friday, you can see Journey, Def Leppard. Oh, that's a good one. Too late. Ow! Yeah. Oh, so good. And Foreigner. You're willing to sacrifice our love. If you want to check out all three bands, be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Caller 9, 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets to see Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner September 21st at AT&T Park. Very exciting. All right, let's get some trash out of the way here. Let's clear the trash out. So yesterday... Just having a day, you know, doing my thing, and my phone goes, zzz. I'm like, all right, what's going on? It's usually some news alert. It's right. TMZ, and the headline is, let me read you the exact headline. I'm not going to actually be able to read all the words, even though it seems like I should be able to. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Yesterday, 10:44 a.m., TMZ sends me a notification. Beatles Paul McCartney reminisces about getting himself with John Lennon. I was like, ugh.
I read this morning.
So funny. Like, really? That's a you got to, like, put that out as a news alert?
Right.
They were in a circle
well,
together?
Well, salacious. You know, how many people went right to their website? Like, what?
Believe it or not, I didn't. I was like, oh, you'll have plenty of information for me about right. that tomorrow.
I well, read this story and thought, I've never done that.
Yeah.
I haven't done that. I don't know how normal that is, but.
I will say, I know my brother has done this.
Oh, with the other dudes in the room.
Yeah, that my cousins were over, my boy cousins, and I think a friend or two of his, and I guess they were watching something on, they were all kind of like slumber partying in the family room, so some on the couches and some on the ground, and I think something hot came on, or they were watching, you know, Skinamax through the wavy lines and saw a nipple here and there, or, you know, something happened.
Well, you could have been watching Taxi. Was it Mary Lou Henner?
Yeah.
You could have been watching
but it was
WKRP in Cincinnati.
You could have. Jennifer. Lonnie was quite hot.
Lonnie was hot. There's plenty of stuff that can get a
Charlie's
young
Angels.
Man. Yeah.
I think
anything.
Firing.
I think that
the wind could have blown the right way.
That's true. And just all the boys were on alert.
Yeah.
They were all teenagers, so I'm sure that's...
It doesn't take much.
I do think, though, it was something specifically porno because I think my brother was basically like, I started to, you know, feel some action and I realized everyone... had their hand underneath the blankets, and no one ever spoke of it. Although he told me, because he told me everything. Lucky me. And he said, you know, they all just wouldn't make eye contact and just watch the TV.
I remember telling Jason Sisko, like, you're not going to believe what I figured out. And I told him I was shampooing the hair on my man area, and he was like, you got hair? You know, like that. and this...
It was second grade, after
this
all.
This thing, it wasn't second grade, but it was...
Third grade.
I was pretty young, but that was about as far as that went, though. It wasn't like we both went, well, let's do it.
Yeah. But he was amazed, right?
He
didn't even believe you until he went home and tried it for himself.
Right.
And was anything happening? Were you coming to fruition at that point? Or was it just like, oh, that feels good,
no,
and then
I
went on with my day?
No, I believe that was...
You finished.
How I knew it was a thing.
Oh,
that's why I was, like,
sharing.
Inspired.
Lucky Jason Sisko,
well,
huh?
I was sort of like, does yours do this too?
Am I weird?
He's all, no.
Well,
and the next day, he's like,
yet.
Yes.
Yes, right. Exactly right. But so these boys...
I miss Jason. Jason, you should call us. Anytime.
Well, he's a working guy.
Well, he might hear it on a podcast and then
but
know
he's
that
a,
at
know,
any time he
him
can
and
call
I
us.
Still text, and I love that guy very much. We grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
Little boys.
No, I like Jason. The one time I got to talk to him, I was like, oh, there's a gold mine here.
I moved away, and then, you know, ever since then.
Did you get back together because of Facebook? Or like? How
well,
did you...
no, he'd moved. Actually, there was a point where he moved down to San Diego to live with me for a minute, but then I moved away to Philly, and then we really haven't been around each other since. But we were, you know, all the little boy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ding dong ditching. We used to, there was this guy. This guy would chase us on foot. Like, we knew he was going to chase us too, and we loved it. We would get on our bikes. We'd be like, ding dong the door, ride down to the edge of the driveway, wait, looking at the doorway. He would just come like a bat out of hell out of the front door. He knew it was us. And he just wanted to catch us. I don't know what his deal was. Now I look back on it and go, what kind of grown man does that?
Yeah, the kind with a sleeping baby.
Yeah, what would you do?
I don't know, not that. I mean, he would really, he'd truly book after us. And we'd, you know, race away like, oh, my God, we're going to get killed if he catches. And he would be threatening us the whole time, too.
Sure. Oh, man.
Are you little brats?
Anyway, that's just all that stuff we did together.
Yeah.
Our first doobies, our first cigarettes, our first beers.
Vinny and Jason.
Right.
Hassan and Sisko.
Mm-hmm.
Was he the one in the treehouse with you?
No, that was Landon. That was a neighbor down the street.
That's too bad that you get to lose your virginity with him as well.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Sad.
Yeah.
What was his? How did he lose his virginity?
Jason?
Yeah.
I don't remember that story. I don't know who.
Well, one of the many things we can ask him when he calls in.
Well,
we should have him on the Secret Show, actually. That'd be great.
We've had him on the Secret Show.
I thought we had him on the main air.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. It doesn't matter.
We'll get
what
to
were
him
you
going to
say? Oh, yeah. John Lennon and Paul McCartney. The story makes the news today that.
They weren't even alone. It was them and like some other people,
right,
too. So this is a GQ interview where, I don't know, Paul was just telling them all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. It was like everything you never knew about sex with the Beatles in one interview.
Well, he's promoting his new music, right?
He is. He does have a new record out. So one of the stories is the time when he, John Lennon, and a few other guys were hanging out together and they just spontaneously decided to start playing with their man areas. He says, it was over at John's house. It was just a group of us. Instead of getting roaring drunk and partying, we were just all in these chairs. And the lights were out and somebody started doing that to themselves. He's using the technical term, which I actually don't think I'm allowed to use.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure
what the rules
are. You don't
are.
Need to.
So we all did. Then they started shouting the names of people that might help keep them going. We were just Bridget Bardot. Woo! And then everyone would thrash a bit more. But then John Lennon killed the mood by saying, Winston Churchill. They all laughed. Paul says, yeah, it sounds raunchy when you think about it, but it was good, harmless fun. It didn't hurt anyone, not even Bridget Bardot.
I do think that it's good when, this is going to sound weird, but I think it's good that grown-ups discuss and talk about these things. I don't think that's normal, but I don't think it's abnormal either.
No, there's...
And there's a lot of guilt young people carry, even into their adulthood, over fairly... normal stuff.
Other things he talked about in the interview, he admits he once got himself two hookers at once in Vegas, which is the closest I ever came to an orgy.
What?
Yeah.
A Beatle.
Got two hookers in Vegas.
Didn't have rooms full?
I'm sure he didn't want the bother of a of girls who he was going to have to be nice to afterward. It's the Charlie Sheen situation. What he wanted was two girls to come, service him, and get out.
Right.
He pays for what he gets, and he doesn't have to pretend to be into them.
So they didn't have it all figured out, because the groupie thing, if you listen to stories from rock stars, the groupie thing, in many cases, is down to a science.
Yeah, well, they'll just have them standing in a line outside the guy's dressing room, and the roadie says, okay, everyone, take your clothes off and get in there. But no, apparently he was a nice guy who would have had to talk to these people. I want to know when he got two hookers in Vegas, because wasn't he was with Linda for a long, and he
not early though,
but not too late either. He was with that girl, Jane Astin, who dumped him on national TV.
Oh, how did that go?
What?
He was dating her and was really, I might have the name wrong, but he was with some woman. And he loved her, and she was the one for him. And she went on and I think they might have even been engaged. And she was on some talk show, and he was watching it. And she was like, oh, no, we've broken up. That's over. And he's like, oh, we have. Oh, I didn't know. So I just, it was not long after that he hooked up with Linda McCartney. He's a guy who hooks back up.
Linda was 69 to 98.
Oh, that's so he had a few years.
Yeah. Quite a few.
Yeah. Yeah, because they broke up in 69 or 70, didn't they? And that must be when he formed Wings. He was like, oh, you're inspiring. I'm going to go ahead and have another band with you. Maybe I'm amazed. Huh. Which, by the way, is like the best song ever of all time.
I love that song so much.
Oh, God, that's a great song. John plays that all the time.
That was our wedding song.
Oh, it was?
What?
Oh.
That song and At Last. So, I think walking up, it was supposed to be At Last, and then coming down, it was supposed to be a maze, and then the guy that was doing our music mixed it up.
Oh, that's too bad.
We just laughed.
They're both great songs.
Can't do anything about that now.
At Last, we're finally married. Right. It's fine.
That's At Last might be the number one. Like,
yeah.
I think everyone uses that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great tune.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who put...
What did you use?
I didn't get married.
Have
I have a friend who
about...
tattooed At Last on her foot, and when I saw the, you flip-flops or whatever, you go, what's that? That's my wedding song. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, is she married, or is that just
the
future?
No, she's married.
Oh,
no,
that's good.
I'm just
saying
it.
So that wasn't just like, in case I forget,
I just was like, oh, God. It's like, could you have, so you didn't try to think of a song at all. Like, Maybe I'm Amazed, I guess, is probably the best.
That's such a good song.
At Last is
play
like,
that. Play Maybe I'm Amazed.
By I mean, yeah, Williams, everyone plays it, but that's because it's a beautiful song.
At Last?
Yeah.
It is. Well, and the words are right.
Yeah.
You know?
They are?
They are.
I don't know them.
I don't know them offhand either, but, you hear. Oh, yeah.
See, I could get into this.
We can totally understand. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Maybe I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. And she was with him all the time, too. Like, they famously never spent a night apart?
Right.
Someone is saying the name is Jane Asher.
Jane Asher. What did I say? Jane Astin or something? Yeah, somebody. Anyway, so we got two hookers in Vegas.
Good for him.
Which is the closest he ever came to an orgy. He also recalls applauding George Harrison when he lost his virginity. So they all knew that. He came and, oh, hey, guys, I lost my virginity. And a time when Lennon slept with a married woman while her husband watched. He shared a lot of things in this.
Lennon.
John Lennon.
Banged
a married
lady
while her husband was like, go. Yes. Maybe we'll have a little Lennon. Maybe they were hoping to get a little genius born.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Speaking of men who sleep with other men's wives in front of the men. Mm-hmm. Sammy Hagar.
Your boy.
He is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
A casual acquaintance of mine. He does not have to sneak around if he wants to have sex with married women. He says tons of dudes are like, can you give it to my wife? And when he's like, no, dude, I'm married. I'm not doing your wife. They go, oh, well, can she just give you, the business? And he's like, no, I'm a married dude. At least well, this is what he tells the interviewer. Anyway.
I'm pretty into it that you've been around a little bit. Like, I'm a huge fan that Eddie's seen our boobs.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
fantastic.
I kind of understand this.
He says, guys ask me to have sex with their wives. I'm like, no. They're like, how about just, you know, like the one thing? She's really good. I'm going, dude, are you crazy? I can't even imagine. Meanwhile.
I'm sure he's like, what if I keep her? What if I decide to keep your wife? You dummy?
What if she's so good?
Right. Well, his wife must be pretty good. I mean, she seems
good. Gotta be. He's not new.
She's a hottie.
Yeah, she is.
Did you meet her at the...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's super, super pretty.
I was like,
pretty.
Step aside, Sammy. I have to meet your wife.
Yeah. Heard so much about
How
you.
How are you?
Sammy's band, The Circle, has a new album coming out in January. And he wants a Grammy. He's actually sort of already campaigning for it. That's my bucket list. I've been double parked in the rock and roll business for 40 years. I want my stamp on my validation so I don't have to pay to get out. Hilarious.
A Grammy's the big one, huh?
That's what he wants. Hmm. He's hoping. So there's that.
Well, how did Van Halen not get a Grammy? Because they were...
Had they never gotten any Grammys?
But his version of Van Halen was watered down just enough to be...
To be considered.
Perfect
like mainstream.
For it. Well, yeah, I mean, right now was everywhere.
Right.
They do have one Grammy.
They do? What is it for?
For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge.
Oh, so he has one.
He has a Grammy. He wants a solo Grammy.
Maybe, but that's so yeah, they've got it.
They were nominated for Jump in 85. They didn't win.
Thank God. I hate that song.
What are you talking
about? I kind of do too.
Stupid.
Panama's pretty good though.
Panama's great. But Jump was just like, I'm like, oh really? Now we're a keyboard band?
You know.
Go ahead and jump.
If you watch the Rush story, there's a point where Rush went like more keyboard and less guitar.
Yeah.
And there, it brought about like trouble in the band. But Geddy was
about
as happy as could be. You know,
well,
he's
he loves playing keyboards. Well, anyways. He loves playing bass. I've heard him in interviews say because he does all the keyboard stuff, and I'm sure a lot of it is programmed. He's like, but the fun stuff is the bass,
right? Well, and singing.
Sure,
he's the voice of Rush.
So the year that they won Van Halen. They beat AC/DC, Alice in Chains, and Guns N' Roses.
Oh, wow.
That's a big win. Yeah. But they were made for it.
Yeah.
Like, that was probably...
They were just right at that time. Right now.
Is Seventh Seal with the guy from...
Seventh Seal?
Yeah, that album or that song, Seventh Seal. Was that the guy from...
I don't know that song.
From Extreme?
Extreme, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Gary
I don't
Sharon.
Think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
They lost to Pearl Jam that year.
Okay, let me check something.
Okay, you check.
Because that album might be the one I'm thinking of. There's some good songs on it.
The one with Gary Sharon on it?
No. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Balance.
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
No idea. I'm
great. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you are able to look east, the sunrise is gorgeous. You guys, can you see that out your window?
Like, no, because everyone
thin
has their
clouds.
Windows.
Oh, come in here and look. Oh, my God, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Excellent.
Like, thin clouds all lit up, peach and lavender.
Oh, I can see smoke, out your window.
Wow, look at you go.
Blue. Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
All I see is pitch black.
Well, you're looking at the side of the building. Stand up and go look out the window.
I can't. I got an important news break. It might be the most important one of all time.
All right. Oh, well, you never know, right? You won't know until you do it.
Right.
I want to mention that the 38th annual Comedy Day is, I believe it's this Sunday. What's today? The 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th? Yeah, Sunday. This is the original, longest-running, free outdoor comedy concert. 40 or more, they're saying, of today's top performers from the Bay Area and beyond. Rudy is going to be, our friend Rudy Ortiz is one of the performers.
He's going to be doing some hosting of a couple events,
Is Capuho going to be there?
Oh, I don't even know if Scott Capuho knows about
His
this.
His name isn't
he
on.
Is
oh,
not.
Yeah, he is. He's at set 5, yeah.
All right.
Because he has the other gig, too. So
in the evening, right?
Rudy
so I guess he has two gigs.
Set 4 from 2:20 to 3:20, and Scott Capuho set 5 from 3:20 to 5 p.m.
3:20 to 5 p.m.
Oh, he'll fill that. No problem.
Thanks. So they started this in 1981, and since then, nearly 1,000 of the world's funniest people have performed there. It's at Robin Williams Meadow in Golden Gate Park. Isn't that formerly Sharon Meadow?
Yep.
So it's the one right there at the eastern edge of the park.
We used to party there yearly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Golden Gate Park, San Francisco. Starts at 12 and goes until 5 p.m. So there must be multiple stages.
Yeah, probably.
Because
there is.
Yeah, 40-something people. It's PG-13. And it looks like...
Does it really say that?
It does.
It's PG-13.
Yes. Comedyday.org. You can get more info or go to RadioAlice.com.
We actually posted on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay. So anyway, I'll hold on. I'm going to mention this a few times. Okay. Scott Capujo and our friend Rudy, among the many performers. So comedyday.org.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lexi. She comes on right after us at 10 o'clock.
Lexi,
she's a wonderful.
Lexi.
More music Lexi. In the midday, I think we call it.
L-E-X-Y, Lexi.
Is that our catchphrase?
That is the more music midday.
Right.
Lexi. Let Michael Martin know that that's what we've named
Vinny,
it.
Yeah, Vinny, let Michael know.
Yeah.
What?
You can let him know what
you've named it. Tell him how you want to change his programming.
No. I don't want to. I don't
I'm not going to do
I didn't say one word. I'm moving on. I want to
make an air check of this.
Yeah, and send it right to him.
Yes.
I want to read a text.
Okay.
Because I do feel like after we talked about the wedding songs that I didn't properly express myself. So I just want to straighten some things out. So 415 writes, my wedding song was Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that's great.
So I think maybe my understanding of what your wedding song should be is wrong, because it seems like most couples should already have a song. Mm. Like whatever song was
that's
playing
our song.
When you did it, or a song that was that you danced to, or whatever. You know what I mean?
Sure. Like what your thwarted first kiss was done to.
Right.
When you ruined the moment, you know.
Right.
Try to get you to play the Childish Gambino tune.
She's mouthing Redbone, Brandon.
She's like, I can't read your lips.
Redbone.
Oh, God, this is our wedding song. When you and I get married, this can be our wedding song. Eat your heart out, Rachel.
Mm.
Where's Rachel?
But that's kind of what I'm talking about, is you'd think that couples would have that.
Right.
Be there. But I guess once you start planning a wedding and you're thinking about the perfect day, the song that probably is the one that means the most to you is not the right one.
It's not, right. It's not appropriate. Like,
right?
Take It on the Run.
Yeah, or
is
you
your...
just don't have a song. John and I did not have a song.
You know what? I don't think me and my missus have one either.
So you pick
oh, sure you do. It's a Stevie B one.
No, it's not.
Yeah, she knows all about it.
But
just ask
her. What about you guys? Like, you use the moon song.
When the moon hits your eyes like a
but how did you not have, like, Steelheart or something that...
No, we didn't. We just picked a song that we thought would be funny and that the older people would like and that the young people could laugh at, and we did a polka to it. So it was, that was our first dance.
I would never pick that, but that's fine for you.
Well, it actually, in retrospect, I got really sweaty when we were dancing to it in my dress. I was like, this was the wrong song to pick. Like, because, you got a polka and then you got to keep going because it's your song. Ugh. You know, for the first dance.
All right.
But people have all different songs. Like, you might have the song that you leave the altar from. You have this, your first dance. Then you have to pick out your, like, I think I did Daddy's Little Girl with my dad. Can't remember if that was, that sounds right, though. But we had a great band, and they let our band get up there and take over for a while. So that was a highlight for me. The whole band's dressed in tuxes, and the bride is the singer.
Dress.
It was so fun.
Anyway, that's where I'm coming from. I don't necessarily... I get it. I don't have a song either.
Yeah.
But it just seems weird that at a wedding that everyone ends up with the same songs, and I guess it's just because...
They fit.
There you are, spending $50,000 and, you know...
If I got
Flo
married
Rida
today...
Flo Rida's not going to work.
I would do... if that's your song. I would do that Sarah Barry Ellis song, I Choose You.
Oh,
my God. I Choose
That is
you.
A great...
So a great tune.
Well, these days, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Do this. Play this. I love this. You will become mine. I choose.
Would you sing it?
No, it's too high.
You wouldn't sing this?
No. Keep it going. This is the best part. That's so great. She's
actually,
so great.
You know what? That you play. It's weird that you picked this song. That might end up being something we'd use. So when
good.
Do you remember? I don't. Not that we're getting married anytime soon. Do you remember that backyard party?
Just in case you were worried.
Yeah.
Well, I've got engaged. That's far enough.
We just had a kid.
We'll
give
wait
us a
another
break.
9 years.
Yeah. Well, and I like the way you and Johnny V did it. Like, by the time it happened, it was
14 years later.
Right. Well, and they did it because they had to for
right,
insurance thing.
Purposes.
Right.
I just do it.
Let's run down that aisle and straight to the dock.
Right. Pretty much.
We're old and sick. Let's do this thing.
Do you remember that backyard party that Sarah Bareilles did in Atherton or something like that?
Hooman, did you go to that?
I did, yeah.
I think I was supposed to meet Hooman there, and he was already on his way to his next event when I got there.
Yeah, he had come and gone and left, and Vinny gets there. But you still get to see Sarah Bareilles
in
the backyard of someone's
house. I had posted that I'm watching her sing in somebody's backyard.
Yeah.
It was like one of the cooler events, and I'd posted that, and that's how she... She commented on a Facebook. I don't know if she was a Sarah Bareilles. I don't know what it was. But anyway, I was like, whoa, you're hot. Hey, that's how we met.
Mm.
She
and then
commented
later you were
going to
be her boyfriend, but then you met her at Now and Zen or Summer Thing or something. And
who? Sarah Bareilles?
Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, no. I'm just saying that.
Remember when you hit on her? You were hitting
on
her?
Yeah, well, I mean, sure.
I remember that.
Yeah. And she was all, dude, no.
That's not what she said. She said, you know what? You actually look like my boyfriend.
My ex-boyfriend that I hate and you have no chance.
She didn't say hate.
Yeah, she did.
You're making crap up now.
No.
Anyway, so I don't know. I guess I just thought more people would have songs of their own.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Well, I feel like these days it's like Ed Sheeran songs people are really
into. I know. I don't want to have an Ed Sheeran song. I just don't want to. He broke his leg.
Very few of us are that romantic, though, it turns out. Like, we just don't have songs.
Right.
Anyway, let's get to some stories.
Right.
California Governor Jerry Brown says he hopes the law he signed moving California toward eliminating fossil fuels will serve as a model for other states and national governments.
Yeah, let's hope so, especially with the gutting of the EPA.
Brown is hosting a summit in San Francisco starting today that he hopes will wake up national leaders on the need to confront climate change. I think it's like no fossil fuels in California by 2045.
It's great.
It's a lofty goal.
It is, and it's going to be hard to do, but it means that a big investment in some of these different ways to create energy, renewable sources, and I think that long term, it's huge.
It's a good thing.
What we can do now, and that might be a little bit painful, could long term be the model that other places follow. And we should be. That's what California's about.
And I believe very strongly that we can turn around some of the damage done to the planet. And not all of it's being done this second. In the 60s, we were just a mess.
Right.
50s?
Yeah. No, the industrial age polluted the out of this place. But we have a long way to go. And just because we have and of course the regulations are being loosened now, the rest of the world doesn't have the same stuff. Places in the rest of the world, they're pumping out the crap into the atmosphere. And it doesn't just stay right over their country.
Well, and the population thing's an issue, too.
It's huge.
Anyway, speaking of the industrial damage being done, Apple's about to announce their new iPhones and more.
Yay, let me just completely forget everything I just said and go, what's new at Apple?
I know. Well, there it is. It's like, you know,
I want my gadgets. I don't want to give anything up, but I want to be a better person.
Foxconn is one of the names you hear about how they're building all the Apple stuff and they just work round the clock to crank out these
products.
Put nets
between the buildings so that when people jump to their deaths, they don't die. They can get back to work. Get back to work. Yeah, the net and get back to work.
The Big Apple meeting is today. They'll announce bigger iPhones, new iPhones, better watches, Apple TV updates, and also the update to your operating system, which I think we'll all be able to download like a week from today or something like that.
Any big changes that they've mentioned for that?
We'll find out today. We'll find out today, but I think that this has become the problem. Is that the changes are so incremental that really
they should really just put out one a year.
Well, no, people buy them.
That's true.
That's why they do it. But as consumers, we have to start going, there's nothing new there, man.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to update my phone this time. My phone's fine, and they're not making that big of a change.
Right.
I don't even do enough with my phone for it to be worth it.
I'll bet you that you're going to upgrade your phone.
I bet you I won't.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, it constantly gives you the, hey, you want to take that update? Hey.
I'll do that update, but I'm not going to get a new phone.
Oh, no. Well, I'm not either, because I don't want one without a jack. I'm going to keep my 6 as long as I can keep that thing limping along.
So
I got to get a new battery.
There's two Apple 10, Apple iPhone 10s coming, or whatever they're going to call them.
XS's.
It's the 5.8 inch and the 6.5 inch. So the big one is the one that was missing from the last new phone announcement.
Is mine a 6 something?
Yes, yours is the biggie.
Okay, that's the 6 plus, everybody.
Right, and then they'll have an affordable.
Oh, is that the
entry,
S version?
They're calling it the iPhone
XS. Oh, XS, get it?
There'll be a new watch.
Okay.
Which I have really taken to the watch, man.
I like the watch, too.
I'm not going to buy a new one because this one's working great.
I don't need a new one.
You can really crack the screen in a instant on these things.
Did you crack the screen?
That's why I've gone through some of these phones. Some of these watches. The last one, I cracked it.
Oh. Were you sad that you gave me the other one?
No, not at all. I sent it back to them, and they went, yeah, we can put a new screen on that
for the price of another.
Yeah,
I
for $300. They're only $399 new.
Right.
So, do you want us to do it? No. God, of course not.
I wonder. Bryn goes to a place in either San Bruno or Millbrae that replaces.
Yeah, it's like a little kiosk.
Screens. Yeah,
on
there
his watch.
A few malls. I don't know about the mall.
Ask about his watch, but
can you replace the screen on your watch at the little kiosk?
I don't know.
The problem with it is
that place you go to voids the warranty.
No, I don't care about that. Because I'm surfing with it, I don't think they can make the seal.
Back to manufacturer.
Right.
Goods.
I don't think they can get it. I think that at some point you'd be all, there's water in there.
Mm. How'd you crack it last time?
Just popped it on a something.
Mm. Countertop.
I didn't even notice it right away, but then when I tried to touch it and do things with it, some buttons weren't working.
Uh-huh.
And then I noticed there's a hairline crack running along the side, and that side was shot.
Mm. Mm.
It's National Video Games Day, everyone.
Oh.
National
excuse to play
video games day. Here's a list of the 10 favorites. Super Mario Brothers.
So number one is Super Mario Brothers. Great job, Vinny. That's fine. Count them down.
Crash Bandicoot's number 10.
Crash Bandicoot?
Uh-huh.
What the hell's that?
What is... You know Crash Bandicoot.
Never heard of it.
What?
Never heard of it. That I can recall.
That's the name of the guy that I think was in another game. Let me see if it's farther up on the list.
Oh, is this the Crash Bandicoot? Yeah. Have you played this, Vinny?
No. You don't know this?
I love video game music.
Halo is number 9. Final Fantasy?
Make movies about Final Fantasy?
They do, yeah.
I never heard of it.
That's been around a long time.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
I love Sonic.
Zelda.
Oh, right.
Pokemon. Mm. Grand Theft Auto. Donkey Kong. Call of Duty, a number 1 all-time favorite game is Super Mario Brothers, everyone.
Yeah, that was never my thing. Tetris was big. I loved Tempest. I like that Caterpillar game. What was that called? Centipede?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun.
That was pretty fun. Yeah. And I used to love Asteroids.
Yeah,
Asteroids
me too. And my thing was we'd hang out at Shakey's or Lamppost Pizza or Varsity Ice Cream Place, and you'd kind of hang with your crew and play games together. Mm. You know, I never really sat in my house and did it, though.
I have. I love it.
I know that you have.
I'll play solitaire.
We used to hang out at a gas station sometimes.
They had games?
Yeah.
Oh, which music is that?
This is a Atari Asteroids theme song.
What gas station had games?
It was a Shell gas station around the corner from my house.
They have Space Invaders? I used to love Space Invaders, too.
I don't know about that. They had the driving game that I really liked. Asteroids, yeah. I think Tempest, and then a couple other ones.
Why would they want kids hanging around? Kids are the worst.
They want their money, I guess.
I guess.
That's the only thing I can think of. Kids are the worst.
The kids that used to hang around the surf shop that I worked at, they would stare at the stickers, and then they'd just be like, there all day.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you going home?
Sticker.
Oh, my mom told me to come down here and just hang out.
My mom won't let me in the house.
Right. They just hang around the surf shop all day. Get out of here.
They told me to get down to the surf shop so I'd stop talking about surfing around them. It's like, it's cracking. Get out there.
I don't have a surfboard either.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
I wake up at 2:30 for work, just as you all do, and I'm dragging ass today because I ended up checking out Ozark last night after listening to Vinny rave about it. I got hooked. Oh my God, it's so good. I watched the first 5 episodes I realized it was past my bedtime.
I don't even think me and Hooman are going to be able to watch it this weekend. He's got some wedding or something.
What?
Well, I'm gonna try to get back. How long does it take from Santa Cruz?
3 hours?
Oh, no. If there's no traffic, it takes an hour and 15 minutes.
If you're Vinny driving like a madman, it takes 3 hours.
If you're Vinny driving, it takes 1 hour.
No,
if you're driving normal speed.
There won't be any beach traffic on a sunny Sunday.
How long did it take us to do that race? Like, how long did it take from your house?
A long time.
Oh. So an hour from Musette's house, which is about an hour from my house, and then Sunday traffic. Yeah, about 3 hours, Hooman.
It says 2 hours and 15 minutes right
2 hours
now.
And 50?
Well, that's, there's traffic now. There's a commute traffic happening.
There's a tiny bit of traffic.
There's so much.
It's only yellow right there. I can see it.
Yeah, well, trust me, that's the reason.
Budget at least 2 hours.
What is up with the freaky FBI agent? Let me tell you something. I'm just going to tell you this. The biggest compliment you can give to an actor is to tell them you hate them.
Yeah.
Like, I hate this guy so much.
Great. He's doing his job.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's so good.
Mm.
He's... He's... Like, I swear to God... forget my hands around your neck. And I'm just watching the show. He's just so despicable.
Is he evil? Or is he just doing his job?
He's...
And you love the main character.
He's doing his job, as in he's an actor perfectly playing a role that is good and bad.
Mm.
And he's great.
Oh, I'm super excited about Ozark.
What is up with the freaky FBI agent? I don't know.
Yeah.
He wants to win, but he can't do it the right way.
Oh. Well, don't say anymore.
I'm done. What's coming up in the trash?
Don't. We'll do the top songs in the country at this moment. I have an update on Jeffrey Owens and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.